Okay, we're back. Segment 5, yes. I've got a whole bunch of women in the studio. The same that we interviewed earlier. It's November 19th, year 2021. Of course, you know that. I should give everyone a quiz. What is today's date, right? Right? It's still the 19th. So, I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to learn something. There's something we're going to learn. And I want to ask a question. Here's the question, and I want you to think about it. And some of you are going to be crying. Who do you think God is? Who is God? That's an old watch. That's an old watch. And so, okay, who is God?
I was just going to say love. I just feel complete love when I think about God.
Okay, Janet?
I'm going to say that. I agree with that. I just felt like love encapsulating all of us.
Okay, and Nancy?
As weird as it sounds, the first thing that came to my mind was like the sun, like warmth.
And Robin?
And then for me, I was thinking, encompassing the love, so I was thinking, like, we're all God? Like, everything is God? We're part of that?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let me discern who God is. Let me ask him. Oh, he says none of your business. Okay, that's just joking. So, I mean, okay, that's good. None of your business, Brian. Okay. Okay, hang on. Let's find out who God is. It's tricky. Hang on. So, he's saying, or she's saying, that God's not physical, number one. And God is thought. So when we look at God, God is thought. So what is the thought? Where does the thought come from? What is the source of the thought? Let me see here. It's coming from, hang on, outside this universe. So the thought of God is infused into this universe. And it's based on a math equation. There's a math equation. And so, let me see here. So God's math equation does not have revenge on anybody. So whatever crap that we go through, I mean, it's a waste of time to blame God. And so why would we have to go through some terrible things in life? What's the answer, Ashley? What do you think?
We did something to ourselves.
But that's what people think. That's what everyone thinks. But did we really do something bad to ourselves? Not always.
Yeah, I mean, like, could be mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you were set up, or you had an energy that went on you that made you do something that you would not normally do. And so, does the math equation, does it cover all those boundaries? Probably not. It's just cut and dry. Whatever your core belief is, because you have that core belief, boom, you're going to go through that. And that's what is partly the answer of whether or not God has revenge. But God doesn't have revenge. So does revenge exist? So I know where we're going with this. Okay, hang on. So revenge does exist. If it's not God's revenge, because Father's telling me now he doesn't have revenge, whose revenge is basically doing us in? Let's find out. Hang on. Wow. This makes sense. It's mostly coming out of religion, the Catholic Church. So it's the Catholic Church that is a conduit for other people, human souls, not for God. The Catholic Church is not a conduit for God to express revenge. So how the heck did we get ourselves into this big, fine mess? And we can't be anti-Catholic. It doesn't make sense. It means that we're going to have anger. It doesn't make sense to have any anger against this institution. And we know, and the world knows, how bad this institution is. We know that. We're just walking around afraid to say anything, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to say anything in fear of being punished.
Okay? Yeah. Reprisal.
And so the way that you can escape being punished by the church, what do you guys think? How do we escape being punished, coming back and having the church have revenge on us when it comes to?
Not forgive anyone? Not made promises?
You've got it. You've got it. It's basically all these oaths, pledges, and all this stuff, except in false beliefs. So as soon as you gravitate and you grab it, you grab these false beliefs, like the vow of chastity, the vow of poverty. What the vow of poverty does, what a lot of people don't realize, is that when you accept that, the money that you have, and if you are going to the church, it means that in a lot of cases you give a lot of your money to the church, then when you die, you give more money. Because you're sitting back saying, I took the vow of poverty in another incarnation, and therefore I should not have this money. Okay? And there's a lot of people that have this belief, and they may go and gamble the money every week because of the vow of poverty, because they say they took a vow, they're not allowed to be rich. And so they just basically waste their money. So this is really interesting. I did not know the relationship. I did not know this was the situation, but it's true. Money is the root of all evil. That's it. So ladies, money is the root of all evil. And what do?
Give it to the church.
That's it. Okay, that's what this is all about. This is how they were able to become so big and become one of the largest landowners in the world, okay, which they are. But you, all of us in this room, we can accept this as truth, but we don't have to accept that by accepting other incarnations' beliefs, that we come into another incarnation and we reject it, that they can punish us. That's what we have to reject. That we must not let any religion or any man, anyone, punish us because we made a vow or promise. And that's why you never make them. You do not make them. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Ashley?
No, I just had a question. So if
that's why we're, going to break. Okay, because because you're going to ask a question, then I'm going to be working, figuring out the answer instead of enjoying the song. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. Go ahead. Ask a question.
I was going to say, so if you didn't accept the church whatsoever or religion whatsoever and you had none of those oaths, vows, promises, commitments, whatever,
yeah,
then they are not allowed to have revenge on you?
Oh, that's easy. I can answer that right now. Then we can go for a song break. Then I can party with you guys on a song break. I can enjoy the song. Okay, hang on. This is an easy one. Oh, my God. The answer is they cannot have revenge on us. And also the answer is no one can have revenge on us. There you go. I did not know this. So now I know what I gotta do and work in a different area to help people out. So basically, when people are coming to see me, I have to remove all the oaths, vows, promises, everything, to the point where they are free from all revenge from the church. Then once they're free from all revenge from the church, then they can further heal easier. Because it's church revenge that is, in most cases now, I understand, blocking the healings. It's not the individual. Oh, my God. So let's go to break. Yeah, we're going to break. Thank you.
Colors and promises.
Segment 5, welcome. Love that song, A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. And so we now, as of today, the 19th, 2021, this day, the light is 100% in charge of the matrix, this planet. And there's going to be a lot of changes. And I got to say, I'm not here with the Charlie's Angels, because there's four of them here. You know, there was three, maybe, okay. But we've got four bright women that is on a journey. And where they were a year ago and where they are today is like night and day. Right, ladies?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay. But we learned something on the break. Right?
Yes.
And what we learned was the Catholic Church is really powerful. All religions really come out of the Catholic Church. All religions. If it doesn't come out, there's someone that is heading up that part of the religion that in another incarnation was Catholic. So those individuals from one incarnation to the next being with the Catholic Church is infused into other religions, Evangelical, United Church, Protestant, whatever. These individuals go in and they basically convert all religions to think like a Catholic. And the number one thing is we're not supposed to forgive anyone. And you go back 1,000 years ago, most religions believed only God can forgive. And that's in history. That's documented. And so now we're learning that, hey, it's okay to forgive everybody. It's okay to jump on this hay wagon of suffering. But that's going to stop. That has to stop. And I did a radio show years ago. And I said, the only way that we can get out of this matrix, and I remember this, is we get rid of all our false beliefs. But to get rid of the false beliefs, we have to get rid of the souls that's attached to us from the Catholic Church and others that say, if you break away from these beliefs, we're going to make you sick. And so, ladies, we're going to be working on that and making sure you're all set free. It won't take long, but you're going to be set free. This is shocking, it's disturbing, but it's also very good news that we have this information because other people around the world can be an instrument for God and set people free and get rid of all these false beliefs. And we certainly do not want World War III. And on my watch, no one's going to bring World War III on this planet. And that's my commitment to the world, to the best of my ability. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to tolerate it. So we're going to say goodbye. Before we say goodbye, each one of you will have a message to the world. I want you to think of the message to the world and that the world can take this message and embrace it. And we'll start with you, Ashley, but no questions.
Okay.
No questions. Your last question was very good because we found out something amazing. But what do you want to say?
I just want everyone to just be strong. And even if you're going through a really hard time, just know that there's a path that you can take. And you will feel it might be hard and you might have to go through some stuff, but you can make it back and you can find your way and you'll be okay and things will get better. But you just have to work hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Nancy, you come closer to that big mic. You got to kiss that big mic on the lips so they can hear you.
I think the first thing that came to my mind is, I think as being a mother, is parents teaching their children differently. Like, I grew up where, you know, it was forgiveness, and I think we need to teach our children differently so that they don't land into
the trap. Yep.
And then having to undo and
spend several incarnations
trying
undoing
to free
everything.
Yourself from that. Yeah. So, and go to God.
Yes.
I know that's helped me when I've been really down.
Yeah, well said. Okay, we've got Robin.
For me, was to speak your truth no matter what. Don't let anyone steer you off your path. And we all have an intuition, and to really trust the intuition, because God is speaking within us always.
Yes.
You just have to listen.
Yes.
And don't let anyone steer you off your path. Not your blood relatives, not your friends, no one. And it's really you and God first.
Yes.
That's number one. So speak your truth always. And that's just sort of what I feel really strong about, because with truth comes a lot of healing.
Yes.
And then that's how we can heal more
as
we go on.
Yes, well said, well said. Janet?
I think what I would say is just be strong, too. I agree with all these women saying that, to be really strong and know that God really, really, really loves you. And that's what this whole journey is about, is finding our way back to God and loving each other. It's not about how the world is. It's about loving each other and being good to each other.
Yes. And let me just say the last thing. Now, everyone's got to get off these conspiracy theories. So you have to shut your computer down. Don't entertain them, because it's true. If you start accepting these theories, you're going to have an entity that will come on you and make you insane. You will attract that. And a lot of these conspiracy theories are driven by the dark side. And even a lot of these protests, when you say a major protest, most of them are dark side driven. So don't even participate in a protest, and don't encourage people to participate in protests. You don't want to have any karma. You don't want to create any karma. And there's always a right way to deal with an issue, and that's by truth. And as long as we put the truth out to the world, that's the only thing that matters. Even if they reject the truth, it doesn't matter. We put the truth out, but it has to be blameless. We don't accuse anyone, and it has to be a lot of respect. And ladies, you're going to start running across a lot of men that will respect you. It's going to happen. The CEOs, the politicians, the prime ministers, the presidents, Mr. Biden, everybody has to respect the special counsel. And they also have to bring in policies that protect women, okay, and respect them. And none of them will be allowed to pay any sort of lip service. Not one of them. And they all have a mandate to do this. And that's the software program. It's been changed that they have to do it. So I just want to say that I'm pleased to be part of this experience. And let's see where this takes us. We may have to get together again. You know? So will you come back if you have to?
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let me say it again. Will you come back again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Okay, folks, November 19th, my name is Brian, and you've been listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you very much.